This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To talk all things NBA and Cavaliers, we head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to welcome on of the Bleacher Report as an NBA writer and the Hardwood Knocks podcast, the great Dan Favale. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing all right. Are you knee deep? Are you ensconced in yet another decision summer for LeBron James?
You know, I feel like it's going to be 2040, and we're still going to be talking about LeBron as the free agency lead-in at this point. That's how I kind of feel about it.
I don't think you're wrong at this point. Inevitably, what do you think happens with LeBron?
I would be, on like a scale of 1 to 10, I'd be like a confidence level of an 8, 8.5 that he's still in L.A. But I do think what's happening right now is different from all the other times because it feels like he had to opt in to convey like the illusion of some sort of leverage with the Lakers, who it doesn't seem like maybe wanted to give him a multi-year deal and maybe wouldn't have let him keep his no-trade clause in a new contract. And that either one represents LeBron is trying to dictate where he goes next, or at the very least, it kind of shows us that he doesn't have the kind of sway with the Lakers anymore that he did just this time last year. And so that's really my read on it. I still expect him to be in L.A., but things have clearly changed within that Lakers organization.
Yeah, Dan, I think that's the right read. And that's why I'd almost wonder, if LeBron is trying to push this, are there going to be that many receptive teams with the money attached to it and then the trade assets attached to it to even want to dance with a trade for LeBron?
Yeah, I think what would one help is that you probably don't have to give up a ton of extra value just because of LeBron's no trade clause. The real problem, which you sort of alluded to, is all of that money. The Lakers are clearly positioning themselves to do something in 2026. I mean, the Dorian Finney-Smith opting out and being linked to other teams is fascinating, and I think proves that they're really eyeing 2026 free agency that offseason as another inflection point. Can you get $50-plus million, whatever, of expiring contracts together, or are they players that the Lakers feel that they can flip for expiring money later on? That's going to be the real challenge, because I do think that there'd be plenty of teams interested, but just given what LA seems like it's prioritizing right now, it is very tough to find a palatable package.
So if we do this from the Cavs standpoint, and I think you'd have to sacrifice in some of the deals, it'd be like Darius, Jarrett, and Max Strus. If you take those three guys off this team and put LeBron on it, does that give them a better chance of winning a championship next year? And how would you view that team as constructed just the way we talked about?
I would answer both questions with the same answers. I just think that they're worse. in that scenario. Part of their appeal is that they're super deep and well-balanced, and making such a consolidation trade for someone who would certainly downgrade your defense, can maybe upgrade your offense, but is going to materially change the way that you want to play. I don't like it for the Cavs. I mean, even if you were to take Darius Garland out of the equation, there are permutations that get complicated where it's like re-aggregating Lonzo in 60 days and Jared Allen with Strus going somewhere else and DeAndre Hunter, and you can make the money work. You're just gutting so much of your rotation at this point for what amounts to like a one-year window, because LeBron's going to be a free agent again next year too. So from the Cavs' perspective specifically, there might be teams where something like that makes sense. I really do not believe that the Cleveland Cavaliers are one of them.
Does it seem odd that LeBron is talking about this after like a week ago, talking about with Steve Nash about how ring culture had gotten out of hand, but now all of a sudden he's only focused on rings again?
Yeah, I mean, the whole LeBron experience, I think he's the greatest player of all time, and I respect the heck out of his longevity, but just the messaging is, it's been very inconsistent over the years from him. He has a problem with NBA media coverage and then promotes the podcast with like all these juicy tidbits about anecdotes and like trade talk or whatever. So I think that this was more of a reality check, and he and Rich Paul and Clutch Sports Group are kind of trying to save face or give the illusion that they have a ton of leverage here.
What you mentioned that it might make sense for some teams out there, but maybe not the Cavs. What teams, if LeBron really forced the issue here, what teams make the most sense for a year or maybe two of LeBron?
I think the Spurs, after not going in on Kevin Durant, could talk themselves into the same thing if it's like Harrison Barnes, Keldon Johnson, salary, and maybe a pick. Another team would certainly, and I mean, this would mean LA sort of shifting its plans to, oh, we're trying to be flexible in 2027. If you can build, it's a complicated deal, but you're able to send Malawach from Phoenix along with Bradley Beal, I'm sure he'd waive his no-trade clause to play in L.A. Maybe another team that might be interesting is like the Knicks, the Karl-Anthony Towns situation. That's a little bizarre, but the Lakers want that long-term money. They could certainly use someone with LeBron's acumen and ball handling to help Jalen Brunson out on offense, though. Those are sort of the teams. I've seen some like Dallas Mavericks like conspiracies out there because he wants to play with AD again, but you have Cooper Flagg there, like develop him. So I think those would be the three teams I would maybe keep an eye on if things get to that breaking point in L.A.
Are the Cavs right to be buying into the Lonzo Ball stock right now?
Yeah, that was when I tell you I love that trade for them, I know there's risk because of Lonzo's availability, but he is very good defensively. He's going to help those secondary units get out in transition, either by throwing those hit-ahead passes, catching them, and just getting down the floor. And he's good at shooting, has great positional size so that he can play next to Darius Garland or Donovan Mitchell. You could probably get away, depending on the matchup, playing all three of those guys together. The health is a big question mark. And at this point, he played last year. I think that was an accomplishment, had like almost 800 minutes. I think it helps that the Cavs are so deep, especially you were able to bring back Sam Merrill as well, that you don't need him to play this 22, 25 minute per game role. And so I really, really loved that trade for them.
We've got a report out there that Ty Jerome could be going to Memphis between $9 to $10 million a year. And just this weekend, the Cavs re-signed Sam Merrill, I think in the $8 to $9 million range. Those numbers are a lot closer than we expected. Is that an equitable swap out if you just bring back Sam Merrill instead of Ty Jerome, or do you think that makes that weakens the Cavaliers?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, options, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It makes them different. I don't know if it weakens them. I think Ty Jerome is going to be like the better ball handler in the half court if you want someone to get into kind of the go after a set defense and then make plays for everybody else. Lonzo and Sam Merrill aren't going to do that. But just given the way that Ty Jerome played in the playoffs and just knowing who your core is, like Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell are your backcourt. And Ty Jerome, just like Sam Merrill, like those guys can't play the three. You're not going to scale them up, certainly in the postseason. That I think it makes you different and a little bit more dynamic, even if you're sacrificing, without Ty Jerome specifically, some dynamism in the half court.
What should the Cavs do if, obviously they've already started their offseason, but what should they do in regards to the core four, assuming that the LeBron is just kind of off the table for now?
I mean, I'm keeping them. I still think that this team could just win the title. And if they're healthy, I think they have the depth, the talent at the top with their core four. And I think they all really just fit well together. And we saw growth from Darius Garland and Mobley last year, specifically while playing within that ecosystem. I think Kenny Atkinson's offense has just been a better fit for almost everyone involved. I think if you're underachieving by the trade deadline, or if you're fast forwarding to next offseason, you've just paid the second apron, the season has not gone as you wanted it, maybe that's when you look a little inward and reflect more deeply. But as of right now, like, there is no reason that Cleveland shouldn't be favored to just come out of the East next season when you look at what happened to injury-wise to both the Pacers and the Celtics.
Dan Favale of the Bleacher Report and the Hardwood Knox podcast on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We've had multiple reports say today could lead to some big moves. What are the trade signings, what have you, that you've got your eye on specifically in the NBA today?
I am kind of looking at what's going to happen with, you know, two free agents, Dorian Finney-Smith and Nickeil Alexander-Walker. I think Nickeil Alexander-Walker, he's just, for anyone not familiar with him, just an excellent 3-and-D guy, has a little bit of ball handling and has improved his shooting a bunch over the past two seasons. That's someone who could come in and, like, give you some backup point guard minutes, but also defend some wings. He makes a contender better. He makes a team that's just looking to get into the playoff conversation a lot better. And I think he's just gone. So, like, that's a big name. You could say he's like a top three, top four free agent available. I would be shocked if he goes back to Minnesota. I think he's probably going to end up in Atlanta or Detroit, but we've seen Houston linked to him as well. And then Dorian Finney-Smith, I just assumed he was going to opt in and then extend with the Los Angeles Lakers. But the fact that he didn't extend when he could have, when he was with the team, like basically from the trade deadline on, maybe that signaled something different. But you see the names the Lakers are now linked to that people are mentioning. It's like DeAnthony Melton and all these guys who might sign one-year deals. I'm almost now kind of expecting Dorian Finney-Smith to leave. And as someone whose defense I think became underappreciated, and he's still someone who can hit the set three, you can put him on any team. And if a team like the Rockets, who has the non-taxpayer bid level, winds up getting him, it's just sort of an embarrassment of riches. But he's someone who could fit on any of it, whether it's Atlanta, whether it's Detroit, whether it's a team up and coming that's trying to make noise next year, if it's a Charlotte, if it's the Kings, like, he just fits anywhere. And so those are two names to keep an eye on. And I think, looking at trades, the Giannis stuff, I'd be a little bit surprised if he's moved at this point, but Utah is making a lot of moves right now. So it wouldn't shock me if a Larry Markkanen ends up being kind of like, oh, is that the best player that could get moved this offseason? And I would just, this is a long shot, but I would keep my eye on the Jaren Jackson Jr. situation in Memphis. There's just a lot of conflicting signals coming out there. And unless they dump salary with the intention to give him a new contract this summer, that's just a situation that could get a little bit awkward and maybe open the door for some of these other teams to come in and make offers for him.
How far does the Boston remodel go?
I think they're by and large done. It wouldn't surprise me if they moved like Anfernee Simons again to save more money. I know Jaylen Brown's been a popular name, but I don't actually think a lot of teams love that contract. And if you're the Celtics, you probably want to at least have him there when Jason Tatum returns. Derek White is fascinating because if you think this is just a one-year layover with Tatum out, you keep Derek White, try and run it back in 2026. But if you think like you need to figure out who Tatum is upon return, or that you need to, you know, kind of get younger or flesh out the roster around him better, and you're looking more at 2027, that is someone you should trade right now, because you probably get like at least two first round picks, and I'd argue probably three. So if they do move another one of their guys, I think it would be him over Jalen, but anything's really on the table following that Tatum injury for sure.
Dan, one final one before I let you go. Bobby Marks is floating the Cavs signing Al Horford to a one-year, $3.6 million contract. Do you like that move if the Cavs end up getting that done?
Wow. Yeah, I would love that move. I mean, he's ageless, basically. He can switch on defense, guard the perimeter, make decisions on offense, space the floor. Maybe it telegraphs that they just want to play dual bigs all the time. Maybe it's like, oh, if we decide we find a trade that we like for Jared Allen, we have Al Horford as a backup five to Mobley. You're getting him at the minimum. I would argue that might become like instantly the best signing of the offseason.
Dan, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. And buckle up. It looks like it's going to be a crazy one over the next 48 hours.
Most definitely. Thank you for having me. Take care.
Thank you so much. Dan Favale there. Bleacher Report, Hardwood Knox podcast on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Plenty to react to from Dan. And the biggest hangup on another LeBron homecoming we have yet to talk about. And honestly, I think it might be the biggest hangup. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.